This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly chat about the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Republicans and Democrats in Washington are targeting Northern Michigan airwaves this election season. They've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on TV ads so far. The big prize is the 1st Congressional District.
Obamacare is a failure, and it's getting worse. Hurting you, but Lon Johnson doesn't get it.
We are proud of Obamacare.
The NRCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
New Orleans. Jack Bergman said he loves it. Jack Bergman already owns a home in Louisiana and said he plans to retire there. House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Democrat Lon Johnson and Republican Jack Bergman have been paying for their own ads, too. Craig Mauger with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network follows the trail of money and politics closely in the state. He's on the line to talk. Craig, great to have you on again.
Thank you so much for having me.
So who is paying for these ads?
Yeah, well, a lot of the ads that you guys are seeing up there in northern Michigan right now are coming from the two candidates. So those are ads that should say at the end of them, paid for by Jack Bergman or paid for by Lon Johnson's campaign, authorized by Lon Johnson, authorized by Jack Bergman. That's a lot of the ads. But even perhaps more spending is happening by outside groups. These are groups that do not locate their headquarters anywhere close to northern Michigan, most likely located in Washington, D.C. That's the National Republican Congressional Committee, the Democratic version of that committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and the House Majority PAC, which is a Dem PAC that works to elect Dem candidates. Those three groups have already reported to the federal government that they've spent $2.1 million trying to persuade voters in northern Michigan. And that means there are 3 weeks of this to go until Election Day, and those numbers will continue to skyrocket if this race remains close.
How do those groups raise money?
These groups raise money very easily. Why is that? Because these are the campaign arms of the two groups serving in Congress right now. So the Republicans in Congress, if someone wants to donate to their campaign operations, wants to donate to trying to make sure that the Republicans maintain a majority, they give money, huge checks. They can be very large checks to the National Republican Congressional Committee. If they want to make sure that Democrats overturn that majority in Congress, they give to the DCCC, which is the Dem version. So these groups are able to raise large sums of money because they're the main factions fighting for control of the U.S. House.
Do they have the same limits on raising money that the candidates do?
No, not at all. The candidates have very strict limits on how much money that they can raise. These groups spend independently of candidates, so they can raise tremendously large checks and have done that over time.
How does the race compare, you know, to previous campaigns in this district in recent history?
Yeah, I was just looking at that earlier today. So in 2014, we here at MCFN estimated that about $5 million was spent on that congressional race there between Jerry Cannon and Dan Benishek in 14. So $5 million in 14. In 2012, it was about $10.2 million, which was an incredibly close race between Gary McDowell and Dan Benishek. So this year, we already have the spending at about $3.6 million. And that's with 3 weeks to go, which is a lot of time. That number is going to go up. It's going to quickly go past the 14 mark. And if it remains close, it could challenge the spending of that very expensive race in 2012. If not, it will probably be somewhere around that number of $10.2 million. And think about that. That's $10.2 million on one seat in Congress. One seat.
Wow.
It's a lot of money.
When I look at the numbers that you have on your website, it looks like the Republicans are outspending the Democrats, those independent groups. Am I seeing that right?
From what we can see right now from the independent expenditure reports that have been submitted to the federal government, the Republican group is outspending the two Dem groups that are playing there. It's close, though. It's close, and you know that could change over time as the polling in that district shifts. Who knows? But the NRCC has more resources to spend than the Dem groups have, and it's not surprising that they're spending more.
How do these national party groups decide which races to spend on?
Yeah, so they're going to spend money in races that are close. You know, if it's a close race, they're going to pour as much money as they can there to make sure that their side has an advantage. The first district is seeing all of the spending because it is a close race. There are other districts in Michigan that people thought, hey, this could be a potentially competitive race, but there's hardly been any spending in those districts by these outside groups. That includes the 7th district in kind of southern Michigan and the 8th district that is the district that I live in. You know, people thought, hey, these districts could be potentially close, but even as today, those groups haven't made any independent expenditures there, but they've been dumping money into the first for weeks now because it's the closest race.
I've always wondered about how effective TV ads are in an election year. I mean, do ads actually change voters' minds?
Yeah, I think political consultants would tell you that ads are an effective way to try to persuade voters, one of the more effective ways. And that's because these ads reach directly into people's living rooms and give candidates the opportunity to speak directly to voters. There aren't a lot of ways in congressional races to influence large groups of voters except through mail, TV ads, speaking at candidate forums. But even if you're at a candidate forum, there aren't usually that many people there.
Right. Craig Mauger is the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Thanks for coming on, Craig.
Thank you so much for having me.